Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Yes. We anticipate, based on what we received to date, that there is not a need for a special meeting in September. We have a couple of time extensions, one old business, and a couple of lots on 50-foot right-of-ways is all we have. So we would add those to our regular agenda and do them before the public hearings. In September, we have, on September 9th, we have three conditional uses and one subdivision for public hearing. And on September 23rd, we have four ordinances proposed through council. They all relate to mobile homes, manufactured home parks. Basically, their definition, their square footage of unit requirements, floor area, and some park issues.
So we're going to cancel the meeting we have scheduled for the 15th?
It would only seem appropriate because it would amount to a couple minutes away by what it appears.
We're good.
It would basically be a consent agenda.
Everybody okay?
Sure.
Yeah. I agree. Very good. What else you got?
Mr. Lank, I'm under the impression that we have two appeals.
We don't.
We don't?
Council does.
Council, okay. One being in my area, Keith Properties.
Keith Properties. The other one was the New Horizon.
Yeah.
The Diamond, what is it called? Diamond State?
Diamond State.
Over Laurel area. They both filed appeal.
And the trail on them will be what they would go to?
They submitted their request by letter. They've submitted their fee that was required. Once the council agrees that they're going to consider it, then the applicant has to prepare a transcript of the public hearing with the commission, and then the council will consider commission that. They don't necessarily have to go to public hearing. They will just have to consider the action that we took to see if it's perfect. But it's gone both ways, so it's up to what director.
That's why they get paid the big bucks.
That's right. That's right. Anything else, gentlemen? Not.